The National Weather Service continues to report wind gusts of 50 miles an hour or more in many parts of the state. Lori Getter with Wisconsin Emergency Management says utility services seem to be suffering the most.
So far today seems the hardest hit area are northeast Wisconsin, where almost 70,000 customers have been without power.
The winds have also brought down trees and caused minor structural damage to buildings. Recovery efforts in Racine County continue after an EF1 tornado touched down there Tuesday.
And they're doing debris removal and cleanup and damage assessments in that area today. There's still about 10 businesses in addition to the Case Corporation that are closed today as they continue to make repairs.
The high winds and rain are also the possible cause of a sinkhole that formed along an earthen dam in Russ County on the Flambeau River.
They're continuing to drop the water amount to help alleviate some of the pressure on that, and engineers are up there working on that situation and trying to determine what caused that sinkhole and make any corrective action.
No evacuations have been ordered. The high winds are expected to continue across most of the state through at least tonight. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.